Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really good show planned for you tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring in my co-host early this evening and let her introduce herself. We've got Lady Lisa coming all the way in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Lady Lisa, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them what you do and how you do it.
I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, hot Vegas. I currently work from home dealing with allegations regarding medical providers. That's what I do on the side, aside from being a co-host.
Okay, excellent. So now let's get ready to go forward with tonight's program. Again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly listen by way of, telephone live at 347-857-1769, or you can also choose to listen online at drjwalker.com and just press the play button. So tonight's topic we're going to be talking about is, do you really have answers for someone else's life? Lady Lisa, let me begin by asking you this question before we go to tonight's story. Have you ever heard that expression that, you know, somebody says, well, how do you have the answers for my life? And have you heard that expression before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what does that actually mean when somebody says, I mean, do you really have the answer for someone else's life? What does that mean to you when you hear that?
It means that you're giving your opinion about what maybe something that is going on in your life. So you try to give them direction. But along with that, we always say what we would do, but do we really know what we would do if we were in some talking in that person's shoes?
That's something you have to reflect on when you're
giving that advice to that person.
You know, I agree with you, and that's something that I like the way that you put that. We always say what we would do, but we really don't know what we would do unless we were walking in that person's shoes. And, it seems so easy when we're giving advice to someone else. But but when it comes to us, it's very difficult for let's say if you broke up in a relationship, and now your friends gather around you, and just so happen you have this friend that says, "Oh, child, just walk away. You know, he's no good or she's no good anyway." And you know, you're trying to talk to them. You're trying to talk and tell them about your problems. You know, trying to get some clarity on why the person may have dumped you. Do you think it's always that somebody's looking for an answer from their friends? Or sometimes they just looking for somebody to talk to?
Sometimes we just need a listening ear, not necessarily feedback, but just someone to be there to listen to us and, you know, just be supportive in that nature. Not always have all the answers, because not all the time do we have all the answers.
Okay, and I certainly concur with that, because oftentimes there are people out there who will, the minute you call them up, they don't even know why you call. They just begin talking about sometimes their own problems without even giving you a chance to exercise your thoughts on what's happening with you. So even when you start to tell them, they seem to think that, oh, I've got the answers for this person's life. And I don't think that that's always the case. I agree with you. I think sometimes people just want someone to talk to, just to listen to them. And because sometimes perhaps for them, it's a matter of when they're putting it out there, the thought for themselves, as they put it out there, they're probably thinking, well, you know what? Maybe the answer will come to me while I'm asking this question. It just might come to me since I'm asking this question, and who knows? It's better when somebody can come to terms with themselves. Would you agree? And why?
I do agree, because at the end of the day, it's you that has to ultimately make your decision, and it's you ultimately that has to live with the decision that you made.
Okay, and for that reason, I too agree that it makes it a whole lot better when you have decided that, you know what, this is what it is, and that person has walked out on me, they dumped me, or I dumped them. I know it hurts, it stings a little bit, but you know what, life goes on. I will pick myself up and go on from here, and you do what you got to do. That's what it comes down to. We're going to get to the story tonight in just a few minutes. But Lady Lisa, let me just change subjects for a minute and ask, how is the weather out there in Las Vegas?
Just hot as usual this time of year.
Okay,
hot,
what do you call it? What's the temperature?
110 degrees today.
110 degrees. Do you all have, is that 110 degrees where you have some wind factors or anything that supports you out there?
Sometimes and sometimes not.
How about today? Is that sometimes today or no?
No, I didn't feel any breeze out there when I was out there earlier.
All right. We're going to take a station break just for a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Let's go to phone lines and invite this party in. We're going to go to, looks like, Tennessee, 978-227. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us? You're live.
Miss Shirley.
All right, Shirley, thank you for joining us this evening. Let me ask you, tonight's topic is, do you really have the answer for someone else's life? What does that mean to you when you hear that expression? Do you have the answer for someone else's life?
Actually, no. I couldn't tell anyone anything about their life. No, that's all I have right now.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. What if someone is going through a breakup? Let's say your girlfriend is going through a breakup and, you know, the guy leaves her for someone else. Now she comes to you and she's venting and just like she's just so hurt from this that she's talking to you, and she might end up repeating herself for 2 or 3 days. But the first day she comes to you and she's letting this storm out that she's her pain, what can you tell her? Do you have the answers for her life about that situation?
I still don't have the answers, but I may give her my opinion. It depends on what she would say to me.
All right. If she wants to find out, why is it that this guy dropped me? What am I such a horrible person? What would cause him to leave me? Just because maybe, let's just say, for example, he wanted her to spend more time with him, and she just did not give him the quality time that she was looking for. I mean, what do you tell her now? I mean, she may have contributed to that breakup. So what do you tell her?
Well, if she's hurting, I wouldn't tell her that she may have contributed to the breakup. There would have to be more of a discussion. And if she was a friend, I would, you know, tell her whatever she would ask, and that's if she would want my input.
Okay. All right. Lady Lisa, let me jump over to you and ask you this question. You know, she's venting to you about this breakup, and, you know, she says, well, you know, I don't have time. I work, you know, so many hours during the course of the day. I just don't have enough time to give him the quality time that he wants. And, you know, although he said that this was a problem for the relationship, but he didn't just have to leave me like that. He could have waited until, who knows, another year or two, I might not be working as much. Why can't he wait for me? I really love him, and he told me he loves me. So what do you tell her, if anything?
Well, first of all, I would let her vent. And I don't think right then and there is my time to give her advice because, like you just said, she's venting. So maybe when she goes back to the subject again at a later date and she's not so upset, maybe she may be more of a able to take some advice in regards to, you know, what you put into a relationship, you know, that's what you get out of, and in all relationships require time. I don't care what kind of relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, daughter, kids, all relationships require time. But at that point in time where she's very upset, it's not the appropriate time to go into that.
All right, day three, she's called you back. Day three, pretty much with the same stuff and repeating herself, because I find that that's what people end up doing because they're hurting. So they're rehashing some of the same stuff that caused them to hurt. So day three now, here she is again saying, you know, I can't figure this out. And so she throws this question out there, not realizing that it may be something rhetorical or not, but she says, look, if you and your man, just because you can't spend the kind of quality time that he wants you to spend, is that wrong for him to leave you like that? She asked you that question, Lady Lisa. What do you say? Because she's trying to figure out, did she contribute to this now?
Well, then you have to give your honest opinion about, like I said, about relationships requiring time and putting, you have to put effort into it. It's not something that, okay, once you have a relationship, you have a relationship. It doesn't work that way. And so,
all right, so
then
now,
you may.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So then you might have to be candid and tell her, you know, you are required to put some effort into the relationship.
Okay, so I'm going to play that role just for a second, and Shirley, we're going to jump over to you and ask this question. Now that you have put it out there that you have to spend some quality time in the relationship, so she says, so what are you saying? Are you saying that it's my fault that we broke up? What do you tell her now? Because, you know, I notice that friends, they try to be very soft and gentle when they're dealing with, you know, their friends. So,
well,
but the question she's asking you, is it my fault that he broke up with me?
Well, when you put the friend in there, if it's truly a friend, then you know your friend, and, you know, your friend should know you. And you know some of the ways of your friend. And just like Lady Lisa had said, that, you know, now you can be candid with her, or, you know, and let her know. You know, this may have contributed to it because I know how you do things, you know, and you can talk to her, you know, more the third day, you know, than on the first day. But the third day, you can just let her know you're her friend, you love her, you have her back, and, you know, friends can talk to friends. They really can, and they can be as candid as they want to be. They may get angry with you, but in the end, they'll come back, and they'll realize that you said whatever you said to them for their good and to help them out. So, you know, she would just have to let her know, you know, what she has done wrong. It takes two. It does.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, so you're saying it's okay that your friend puts it out there, that to be honest with your friend, even when she may ask the question, is it really my fault that he broke up with me? I mean, do you ever say yes? Lady Lisa, let me jump over to you. Do you ever say, well, yes, or are you going to take that gentle, soft approach to your friend because it's your friend?
As Shirley stated, I would have, again, I have to be candid. I have to be honest. If I'm truly your friend, then I need to be honest about the situation. And yes, the truth may hurt, but I'd rather be truthful with you because I am your friend and I only have your best interest at heart because I love you as, like a sister.
Okay, so if you're saying that, if you're really being honest as a friend, if you're really saying that, then your friend now says to either one of you, I'll start with you, Shirley, first, and she says, well, you know, when I was telling you that I was working a lot and I was busy and when I'm on the phone with you, why, if you're such a friend, why didn't you tell me this before that, you know, because I told you he always wants me to spend quality time with him. So why didn't you say something then? Shirley, what would you respond to with that?
Well, if she was telling me that all along, that he's asking for time, then I would have been telling her to make some time for him all along. I would have been telling her that. You know, if he was making that same effort for her, making time for her, then, you know, like I said, it's a two-way street. One person can't make the relationship. It has to be both.
All right. So, Lady Lisa, how do you feel about that? You're her so-called friend, but now she's been telling you all along that the guy wants her to spend time, and now he's moved, he's gone. Then she says now, because sometimes when people are going, I believe, sometimes when people are going through things, they're looking for somebody to blame, rather than oftentimes taking responsibility. So now she says, why didn't you say something? If you're my real friend, a friend will tell you the truth. Well, how do you respond to that?
Well, as Shirley said, I would probably have told her, well, you know, we've had this several times before. And several times before, I told you that you need to spend time with that man.
Okay. All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, do you really have the answer for someone else's life? When somebody picks up the phone, they call you and say, hey, they're crying over the fact that they lost their love. Somebody got dumped. They're going through some emotional crisis. Do you really have the answer for somebody else's life? All right, let's take another station break. Let's go to South Florida. We're going to go to 305-733. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm fine. Stephanie, thank you for joining us. Stephanie, do you think people have the answers for your life if you were going through something?
That's a good question. Actually, I don't think I even have the answer for my life, really.
Okay. You know.
I'm about as confused as. So I don't think, at my age now, Dr. Walker, I think that I've sincerely stopped relying on friends to give me the answer for my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I just think now it's just me and God now. Because now what I'm seeing with friends is friends only want you to validate them, but then when things go wrong, they're not willing to take the blame for it. They're willing to point the finger at you. So I've stopped giving advice. I've basically stopped talking when they're trying to tell me their business or their side of the story. I've basically pulled back from telling them my business now because I'm just looking at them now like they don't really want my advice. I don't really have the answer for my advice, so I don't really care for what they have to say anymore. I'm sorry, that's just my take on it. Yes, and I heard one lady say it, if that's your friend, it's a two-way street. Your friends are there to kind of tell you, you know, pretty much help you out, but I kind of like taking a back seat from all of that now. I'd rather just talk with God and just try to listen to whatever it is he has to say. And after that, I just go on my own now. Friends are good people to be around, but they're not really good advisors anymore. That's just my take.
Okay. You know, yeah, there's a lot in what you said tonight, and even doing therapy with people, I do a lot of the same thing. I have taken a back seat with people and not give unsolicited advice. And even when they're asking, even if they're asking and they're not in my office sitting in a chair and they're asking me, very reluctant, but they can certainly turn that said to them, turn it back on you. Just
right.
as our analogy earlier, when I was asking Lady Lisa and Shirley, I asked them about what if it's your friend and your friend and you're telling your friend the honest to goodness truth that, yeah, you may have contributed to that breakup because you didn't give the guy quality time. And now that
mm-hmm.
friend, for some reason, turns that back on you to say, well, why didn't you say something when I was telling you this all along? So, and based on what you're saying, I have learned that if you're going through a major crisis in your life or your friend, I think the best
right.
advice, and this is just me, is to tell them, you may want to get I'm here to listen to you, but I think it would be
right.
to your best interest to get some professional advice. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Let's take a look
at that. I agree with that also. I agree with looking at professional help versus just friendship help, because friendship help does sometimes cause a problem, which I've even noticed about my own good friend lately, now that she has a new man. And now it's like when we're in a situation or like an event, it's like now everything is, now you're talking about this guy who is definitely opposite of everything that she would have ever looked at in the man. Now she's looking at him for validation.
Wow.
So I've learned, and it's been going on now for about a good 6 months. So you know what I've done? I've pulled back, and when we're like in each other's presence now, I really don't have much to say anymore, because you could tell now that she more or less, like, everything he says now is like it's born, like it's God sent. So I've just learned to take a seat back. And I've learned not to share so much anymore, because also in that same situation, you see that same friend using stuff that you've said against you. So I've learned that people are really masquerading sometimes. I don't know if Lady Lisa and the other young lady on the phone have good friends, and they might have good friends,
mm-hmm.
but I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
that even good friends are masquerading around in masks. That's just what I've noticed lately. So no,
mm-hmm.
I don't basically have advice for anybody's life, because again, like I said, I don't really have advice for my own self.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at the story. Lady Lisa, we're going to bring you back in, Shirley, in just a minute. Tonight's
okay.
topic is, do you really have the answers for someone else's life? Our subjects tonight are Wendy and Victor. Now, this couple have been dating for just over 9 months. They appear to be happy most of the time. Wendy has been having difficulty with her ex-boyfriend, whom she was with for the past 3 years prior to getting with Victor. He calls her and is getting on her nerves, in fact. Additionally, she is having difficulty with her job as a manager at a law firm. The pressures of everyday life are starting to get to her. For the past 2 weeks, she's been sharing her problems with Victor in hopes that he would only listen to her venting. Unfortunately, when Victor hears Wendy's challenges, he jumps in like a lifeguard to rescue her by telling her his version of the answers for her life. He ends up doing more talking than Wendy, which Wendy is highly upset about, because she only wants him to listen and not offer advice. She realizes that this is not what she wants from him, but he can't seem to get it. She does not want to hurt his feelings by telling him when he thinks he is saving her. Question is, once again, that I put out here tonight, and let me start with you, Stephanie, tonight, and ask you, why do you think some people feel that they have the answers for other people's lives? Like, in this case, Victor. Why is he trying to be a savior? And when she really only wants him to listen.
Right. I think all of us have that problem at some point. I think we all fail to remember that listening is just is more important than talking and giving advice. And that's basically what I've become. I've become mainly a listener and an observer and less of a talker. especially when it comes to other people and their situations. I don't want to offer advice anymore. So, like at a roundtable event I had on Saturday, I just don't want to say anything. I let everybody else talk. I let them offer their advice, their opinions, and I just don't want to offer it anymore. I just think listening to me is a key, unless somebody is like having a dire need for advice. But other than that, no, casual conversation, I just rather listen.
Right. Okay. And oftentimes you're not getting paid for it. And I'll tell you something from my own experience. People, even the people who have paid for consulting work that I've done, they don't listen to this. Now, these are paid clients. They don't always take the advice that you give them. So imagine the ones and Stephanie, let me put it here, your friends who you're giving unsolicited advice to, doesn't it come down to sometimes that you actually perhaps wasting your time trying to give them that unsolicited advice?
That's exactly where I'm going. It becomes waste of time advice, actually, because they do my friend does the opposite now. And I'm telling you, from a man that she wouldn't have never looked at twice, but she does the opposite now of what I was saying to her. And now, basically, not that I really care. I mean, that's her life. But I don't really think. But what gets me about this friend is that when things don't really go her way, she's always saying, "Oh, friend, I should have listened." No, that's why I don't talk anymore, because if you should have listened. And she's also the same type of friend that always wants you to take her advice, and she thinks that her advice is 100% proof. So, so again, that's just how I am now. I just rather just take a back seat, listen, and, you know, and hope whatever comes out of the relationship, I hope the best for them. That's it.
That makes sense. That's right. Lady Lisa, let me bring you in here. Victor and Wendy, why is it that Victor, you think, in your opinion, sometimes, I mean, it could go either way, but in this case, men oftentimes want to come across as being the rescuer. And I don't think women are always in peril, you know, that they need a rescuer. And they sometimes just want somebody to listen. Why isn't it that Victor's not getting it? And have you ever experienced anything along those lines yourself personally?
Yes, you do find sometimes that a man wants to come in and just fix it for you, and all you really want is for him to listen to you, not give any opinion, but you're just airing out how you feel. And, I've had that happen before. You know, you're just airing out how you feel, and all you want is a listening ear. But I think sometimes, like you said, men want to fix things, so they come up with their suggestions instead of really just listening to you.
Okay, and how did you handle a particular situation, if you don't mind sharing that with us, when they didn't just
I'm a very straightforward person, and so then I'll say, all I want you to do is listen. I'm not really asking for any advice. I just need a listening ear. So I'm a straightforward person.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, because there are times when people, let's say you might be married, and your spouse, let's say your husband is going through a lot, but your husband has a tendency to talk a lot. And so when you're trying to listen, you know, you find that he's not just going to talk for 10 minutes about an issue. He's going to spend the next 2 hours, and then the wife might end up saying to him when she's yawning, and he's like, well, what is the matter? Am I boring you? She says, do you realize you've been talking for the last 2 hours? What happens in a case like that? And then I'm going to ask all three of you that question. Lady Lisa, do you just sit there for the 2 hours?
Quite personally, I don't think I could take 2 hours of just.
You know, I agree.
Go on through. But, babe, we can't be sitting here all night with this.
Right. So what you're saying then, that the guy, he's going on and on and on. And so, but that's not giving him, Lady Lisa, that's not giving him that quality time, is it?
I'm giving him quality time, 2 hours. And I'm not, no, we ain't going to sit and discuss that. I'm going to give you 4 years. I'm going to give you up to an hour, but 2 hours, no, you just ride now.
Okay, let me switch over to Shirley. Let me switch over to you and ask that same question. What do you do, Shirley?
If he's talking for 2 hours? See, I wouldn't let him talk for 2 hours on the same subject. No, I would stop him and bring him back and let him know this is what we were discussing and go at it that way. And, you know, work it like that. I wouldn't let it happen for 2 hours because I couldn't. I'm like Lady Lisa. I couldn't sit there and let him go on and on and on for 2 hours. I just couldn't do that, and, yeah, I would stop it at a certain point because you get lost. You know, you forget what you're talking about. What can you talk about for 2 hours, especially on the subject, you know, of we're not getting along or, you know, yeah, if something's going wrong in the relationship, 2 hours, let's get back to the subject.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to 470 before we bring you in. Let's go to South Florida. Looks like Fort Lauderdale, 954-206. Who do we have? And welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, this last comment that we made about, you know, we find that these people, if it's your husband, and he's got this situation going on, and he wants to, the ladies have been saying tonight that, you know, they're going to sit back and listen. And then now, if it's your husband and he goes on for 2 hours, that might be a common situation. How do you handle something like that, Rose?
Okay. Well, I was listening as I heard these ladies say they could not sit and listen to him for 2 hours. And I so agree with them, but I'm going to say this out there right now. I go through that with my husband. He likes
wow.
that. He likes to talk, and I am telling you, I sit there and listen for hours, because if I dare say to him, okay, sweetie, that's enough, I can, then it would be another 2 hours of fussing.
Oh, wow.
He just loves to talk. Okay,
oh.
So somebody needs to help me. What should I do?
Oh, my.
Well, you know what, Rose, maybe what you should do is get a tape recorder and tape him, and ask him to sit through that for the duration of time that he asked you to sit through that duration of time. What do you think about that? And there's a good likelihood he probably couldn't take it. What do you think, Rose?
I guess I might have to do that next time, you know, let him see the torture that I have to go through.
Oh, my goodness. Rose, that's a good one for tonight. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring Stephanie in. Stephanie, same thing. I mean.
I like that.
You like which part? Which part?
I like the advice that you gave her about take the conversation and let him listen to himself. And I guarantee you, either he'll go from 2 hours to 1:30 or 1 hour and 30 minutes, and then from there he'll go to 1 hour. And before you know it, Rose, he'll only want to conversate for a little less than 30 minutes.
I believe that.
I agree with that. Rose, I think. Thank you for sharing that, Rose. And you know, and if your husband is listening, Rose, I think that you made a very good point. And I hope that he takes that under advisement. You know, because my wife has even accused me sometimes of saying, "Wow, you're still talking about the same thing for days afterwards." So, Rose, I have to take some of that advice as well tonight. And, like, think about that. And Stephanie, like you're saying as well, both of you all, you're saying he would probably go from that 2 hours after listening to that tape of himself.
Yes.
He'd probably go to now not more than 15 minutes and maximize it.
Yes.
And probably look at a stopwatch or something. You know, because it makes sense. You know, because people don't want to go through that because we're selfish in nature. And until we actually call down on it, and Rose, I certainly hope your husband is listening, until they're called down on it, that's when they take stock on it. We're going to take a session break just for something. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can listen also online, drjwalker.com. Lady Lisa, what do you think? I mean, Rose is going through torture. 2 hours? That's a long time. 2 hours. Can you imagine if somebody, if the woman says, "Do you realize you've been saying the same thing for 2 hours?" And like Shirley says, you get lost in that. What do you think, Lady Lisa?
I agree with Shirley. You get lost in that because, like I said, he not in a 2 hour. Rose, you good? That's all I can say.
Rose, you are good. I sympathize with Rose.
Rose, I have to admit to you, are good. I mean, if a guy had a wife that would listen to him for 2 hours, that is good. That is really, really good. But that, you know, my heart goes out to that guy. He needs to fix that. So anyway, let's go. We're going to take some of the comments that will come in. Do you really have the answer for someone else's life? Let's begin here with this first comment. I'm going to give each one of you all an opportunity. And this one here is the female writing, and she says, "Wow, what a show topic. I wish people would clearly understand that sometimes you just want to be heard as a woman when you're talking to a man instead of him thinking that he can save you." Rose, let's go to you with that first one. What do you think, Rose? Sometimes a woman just wants to be heard rather than that man talking for 2 hours.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of men just don't seem to understand. You know, we're not looking always for you to solve the problem. We just want to vent sometimes, you know. But sometimes as soon as we start, the guys think that they need to rescue us. And so as soon as we start, before we even finish, you know, spilling our guts, they're giving us advice as to what we should do. That's not what we want. That is very irritating to us, at least to some women. It's very irritating.
Okay, and that's exactly what Wendy said. I'm sorry. Rose, were you finished?
Yes.
Okay, and that's exactly what Wendy said in the storyline tonight. She said when Victor, she's just telling him about her problems on her job, where she works, and she's also telling him about other problems that she's facing over the last 2 weeks, and he jumps in like a lifeguard trying to rescue her, and she's telling him clearly that's not what she wants. But she realizes that he doesn't get it. What advice, Rose, if any, would you give to Rose on how to tell him? Because she doesn't want to hurt his feelings, but she needs him to get it. What would you tell her, Rose, if anything?
I think what I would tell her to say to him at the beginning, you know, just in a loving way, let him know, "Sweetie, I want to talk to you about my day or issues or anything, but if I need you to give me advice as to how to handle it, I will ask for that advice. I really just want you to listen and just be there for me. I appreciate, you know, you trying to help. But right now or sometimes I really don't need that. I just need to vent." If she tell him that in a loving way, you know, then maybe he might get it. And if after she tells him this, she finds that he is still doing it, she stops right in the middle and reminds him, "Sweetie, remember what I told you? I just want you to listen right now, okay?" Because I'm telling you, most of the times we know what to do. We just want to talk about it, just to tell you.
Well, Rose, I want to call you out on this one here and ask you, when you're trying to tell him, you know, an issue that you may have had at work or your day, does he act like a lifeguard and jump in? Don't mean to put you out there, Rose, on blast, but does he jump out here like a lifeguard?
Yes, I could answer that.
Okay. So what?
I could answer that.
Okay.
If you want me to answer that, I really could.
Yes, I would love for you to answer that, Rose.
He does like most men do. You know, he just tries to help. And, you know, he's sweet and he's trying to help. I guess he's just doing the man thing. You know, but sometimes, you know, and so I don't want to hurt his feelings, so sometimes I just let it alone. But, you know, no, I just want him to listen sometimes.
especially when you deal with independent women, we kind of know what we want to do, you know. We just need you there for like a sounding board sometimes. And when we want your help, you know, we ask, babes, what do you think I should do about this? You know, we're not afraid to ask when we do need the help.
Okay. You know, I think that that is a very good way of putting it. When you break it down in love and you're trying to spare feelings, like Wendy in the story was trying to spare Victor's feelings, and just getting him to listen. And Rose, I think that that was brilliant, the way that you put that out there. Shirley, let's jump to you. You know, certainly, you know, men, and I agree with what Rose said, I believe that men generally have a tendency to want to rescue. They want to be that lifeguard and think that they can save you. But oftentimes, in their effort to save you, they end up drowning themselves, because that's not what the woman was looking for. She was not looking for, you know? Right. So what do you think? Let's go to Shirley for VN70. We're going to bring you in, and then Lady Lisa.
I'm good. Well, no, she wasn't looking for that. How to handle that, I'm not sure. And I was listening to their comments. But I think it's a man thing, like she said. They try to be helpful all the time and think they have all the answers, especially, you know, for their woman or a woman. They feel like they can give you the right answers, especially if you're having issues and it's a man involved. If she's having a coworker and that's a man, then he's going to definitely try to interject and let her know the best way to handle that, you know. He'll just be that right there for her. And men, I believe, just like Rose said, there's something that men do. They want to be that protector. They're geared for that. They were made for that, to protect, you know, the woman. They were made for that. So I think that's something that is probably a part of their nature.
Right. And, you know, something else that Rose said, and I think that this is worth repeating, and that is, usually the women have the answers already inside of them, and their venting just brings it back around to they. And she said not only that, but she says they basically know already what they want to do. And I believe that to be so true, because women are so shocked. Okay, Stephanie, let's bring you in. Hey, Lady Lisa, what do you think?
Wow.
From those two things that she said,
all
I agree with.
All I can think of is the Adam and Eve story.
Okay.
When Rose is talking, all I could think of is the Adam and Eve story of the forbidden fruit. And Eve knew that she shouldn't have eaten, but she gave it to her husband. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I know is, and thinking about Rose, we already know the answer, but we're just looking for that moral support from that husband who's supposed to be that rescuer, who's supposed to be that dominant one that's going to make everything right for us, even though we know the answer. So that's what brought me to that story when Rose was talking. I'm thinking, that's the Adam and Eve. So men are good in that aspect. However, I'm like Rose, too. I already know the answer, but I just want you to listen, and I just want you to hear what I have to say. And maybe if you could offer just a little advice, but not go on and on for 2 hours.
Yes.
Something that I don't want to know, okay?
Right.
Anyway, so I agree with what's been said.
I certainly agree with that. Lady Lisa, let's bring you in. You know, usually, and I'm a strong component. I believe what Rose said, that the woman has the answer within her, and usually they already know what they want to do. And I couldn't agree with that more. I think that that's it. What do you think, Lady Lisa, your thought?
Well, I know my husband always used to say, you know, the woman sees the bigger picture. that was his saying. The woman always sees the bigger picture. We only see pieces of it where you see the bigger picture.
Okay.
So,
I'm not even mad at this. Go ahead.
I also agree with Rose when she said, reminding him in a loving way, because it's not what we say, it's how we say it.
It's how.
Right. Right. I certainly agree with that. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Tonight's topic, do you really have the answer for someone else's life? Do you really have the answer for someone else's life? And I want to put an analogy out there, if I may, just for a second. Sometimes, I mean, like even in church, let me just put this out there, and I would like one of you all to comment on this. Let's say a church, your church changes ministers every 4 to 5 years, right? So in a course of about 20 years, you may go through 4 or 5 different ministers. But what sometimes you might not realize, is that the ideologies, there may be a common denominator that they preach on, but let's just say a new pastor comes in and he says, we will not have any meat on the church ground because meat is against our religion or some belief that we have. But then 4 or 5 years later, so the people subscribe to that. And no meat on the grounds, and some may have even become vegetarians as a result of that. But then another minister comes and says, there's nothing scriptural to support that, so we can have meat on the grounds. And then another person comes 3 or 4 years later and changes everything again. So would you say, Stephanie, I want to put this at you, would you say that something like that, having the answer for somebody else's life, instead of a person being wise enough to decide, you know what, if I want to eat meat, I may not eat, I respect the church ground, but I'll eat my meat at home. But do I need somebody to really tell me what to do? And I'm a grown, responsible person. Tell me, Stephanie, what do you think?
Actually, no. I think for me, I'm gonna read and study and show myself approved for myself, and not just go on what the pastor said. Because, like you said, if you have the same pastor, you have different pastors changing every 5 years. And everybody's going to bring their, they might have the same faith, but they bring in their own ideology into this.
Right.
No, I have to go with my own gut feeling. Now, I will respect the church. I won't eat the meat there, but, you know, I'll have to go with my own gut feeling and what I think is right and what's not right. So.
All right. Okay. Just before we bring, Rose, let's bring you in. What are your thoughts on something like that? I like what Stephanie said, too, about study to show herself approved. That's scriptural.
I totally agree with what Stephanie said, you know. And I would not disrespect the church grounds if that's their procedure. Like
right.
he said, I wouldn't put it there. But if I don't think it's a sin, it's against God, you know, to eat it, I would still continue if I choose to. Now, to me, like she said, study to show yourself approved, because that's what the Bible says. And if I read it in the Bible, and if God did not say it's wrong, then to me it's not wrong, you know. I understand the health message that, you know, it might not be healthy enough these days with all the chemicals and so forth, you know, and their guideline is for you to stay off. You know, I could understand that, but it's not a rule to say you can't eat it, because then if you eat it, then you're sinning. So I think everyone needs to read for themselves, you know, and ask God to just send the Holy Spirit to guide you as you read, so that you can interpret, or he will interpret it for you and to show you what's right.
Okay, I think that is brilliant. That's a very brilliant thought. Let's go to another one of the comments that have come in. And Lady Lisa, we're going to give you this one. This female writes in and she says, why is it that men think that they have the answers? As I've been listening to the show tonight, why do they think they have the answer for all women's lives? I know they think that they are the rescuers, but that's not always what we want in life. Just like in the story, Wendy didn't want that. We want you to just listen to us sometimes. And by the way, you don't always have the answers for us women. So that goes in with what I think someone said earlier, I can't really recall which one of you all said it earlier, that men don't always have the answers, and I agree with that. I don't think any of us have the answers all the time for other people's lives at all. You know, I think it's better when we can allow someone to vent. And like Mo said earlier, if you do want that advice, you know, gently, you know, lovingly ask them for it. What do you think I should do? You know, and then even then, I think sometimes women just say that just to invite you into the conversation, because they usually, I think women are pretty much smart. They usually know. And when they can talk it out, they can usually work it through. And whatever you say, it might just be a sounding board, especially if you don't go on for 2 hours. Let's bring Stephanie in on this one here. Stephanie, why is that, in this case, this woman feels that the men don't have the answers, all the answers for the women's lives?
Well, somebody said earlier that, you know, men being that they're the men and, you know, women do look for men for protection, for right. rescuing, for answers and all of that. I mean, I'm 51. I just think that it's just normal for us to look. But, no, we don't think that they have all the answers, no. And certainly all men don't think that they have all the answers. And all women right. don't think that all men have all the answers. It's just that I think when you're in a relationship, not that I think. I know when you're in a relationship, you look for your spouse to at least be able to, you know, listen and answer. If you're asking a question and you're looking for his advice, answer you as well as listen to you. But I just think that, you know, I think that the young lady, I have to understand that most women don't think most men have the answers, and I certainly don't think that they do either. However, but we look for them to at least, you know, what I'm looking for that word, to kind of like at least give them that
assurance.
That notion, assurance, right, that they can at least be a part of the
okay.
of the situation, you know, to make them, not to make them feel good, but to know that I did come to you and I'm mm-hmm. looking and seeking for your listen, your ear, your advice, your whatever, okay?
Right, but I think that ties in with what I, right, and I think that ties in with what I said earlier about this lady's comment. I think even though the men don't have the answers, but even if a woman does, in line with what Rose says, the woman does come to him in a loving way to ask for his
right.
his opinion
right.
on something or his advice.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, it's more almost to me, is almost like she's just inviting him in to make him feel inclusive,
right.
a part of, when
absolutely.
In fact he
that's
still has
right.
that answer
mm-hmm.
already. So I think that that's a nice, noble thing to do, because it
mm-hmm.
makes the man feel,
I agree.
Wow, another hair has grown on his chest because she asked
yes.
me a question. And it makes
yes.
him feel,
right.
men have
he
egos. I really believe that
right.
all of us, including me, we have egos. And when you stroke that ego in a positive way, let me tell you something. He will probably bite that apple as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You
amen.
All didn't get that one. Nope. You all didn't get that one. It'll register next
week. Oh, yeah.
All right, Lady Lisa, we're gonna give you this next comment that's coming to the studio from a male. He says, I think it's our nature as men to try to find the answers for women. Wow, Lady Lisa, let me hear what you got to say about that one. He thinks it's that is a man's nature to try to find the answer for women. It almost infers or implies that women are not capable of thinking for themselves. That's how I might interpret it. But Lady Lisa, you don't get that? Is that Stephanie or Lady Lisa?
I'm sorry, that's me. I know you asked for Lady. I'm just in the background saying, no, I don't. What your comment was, it implies or infers. No, I don't.
Right.
I didn't get that.
How did you get that then, Stephanie? Then we'll jump to Lady Lisa.
No, go to Lady Lisa and then I'll answer.
Okay. All right, Lady Lisa, come on. All right. He says,
well,
I think it's our nature as men to try to find the answers for women.
I took it the way Stephanie. I didn't take it as he's inferring that women don't know how to think for themselves or they don't know how to find the answer. I took it as that he wants to assist her by finding the answer and helping her out because he's concerned.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. That's exactly
right.
how
oh.
I saw it.
That's how you saw it too, Stephanie? Okay,
yes,
well, you know.
Exactly
that,
how
must
I
be,
saw it.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant. I'm a man reading a man's comment, and I misinterpreted it. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and that's why I had to kind of jump on you, and I'm glad Lady Lisa did before I did, because here you are, you're a man, and here you are inferring about us as women. No,
I'm dead. Go ahead.
No, I know you're not talking about us.
Yeah, I'm thinking that his comment may have inferred that women don't have the answers when, in fact, they do. I think we're probably saying the same thing. No. Okay. All right. Let's take another one, and we're going to start this one out with Shirley. Shirley, this comment comes in from a male. He says, my girlfriend of 8 months, for some reason, thinks she has the answer for every issue that I tell her about. How do I simply tell her that I just want her to listen for a change to me? Okay, Miss Shirley, here it's turned around now. His girlfriend of 8 months, you know, she thinks she has the answers for him. So this can go both ways. Go ahead, Shirley.
It can go both ways. And some women, just like some men, think they do have the answers. And she might feel like she's trying to help him with what he's bringing to her. And it may have been something like a woman on the job said thus and thus, and she's trying to let him know, well, no, it's not that way at all. And I don't know why this woman, but a woman will say something, especially if he's bringing something to her about another woman. A woman will, you know, comment on that to her man and say something. But I don't think she's trying to just tell him that she knows everything that's right. But he's bringing things to her. So if she comments on it, he, you know, must have asked her for it by bringing things to her. If he doesn't want her to say anything, stop bringing things to her that's affecting him like that.
Okay. All right. Rose, let's bring you in and get your thoughts on what this man has said here in his comment about his girlfriend of 8 months for some reason thinks she has the answers for every issue that he tells her about. And, you know, he wants to know, how do I simply tell her that I just want her to listen to me for a change? How does he do that, Rose? Okay, perhaps we don't have Rose there. Let's jump over to Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What do you think? What's a simple way that he can break this down for her and tell her?
Again, like I said earlier, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And he could just simply talk to her about, you know, sometimes when we're talking, you want to give me answers to everything that I'm talking to you about or with, and sometimes I just need a listening ear.
Oh, okay. So basically some of the same thing that Rose said earlier. Okay. That's real good. Okay, very good then. All right, let's take this. Oh my, we got to wrap it up now. We're running out of time. All right, we got about 2 minutes. This will be the final comment that we'll be able to take. Let's go with Stephanie on this. The male right then, he says, my father has been single for over 20 years and is a therapist. I have heard him giving advice to his friends, even when they simply call him to listen to them. It's interesting because one of his friends told him she simply wanted him to listen and not to try to fix her problem. I thought that was funny because my father learned that not everyone is looking for his unsolicited advice. Stephanie, what do you think?
Wow. Wow, interesting. Yeah, that's probably why he's single, number one. But, I mean, not throwing jabs at him, but that's probably why he's single, because he really doesn't know how to listen. And even though he's a therapist, he's giving advice all the time. Even they sometimes need to listen. And that's just my closing thoughts on that. We all need to listen, men and women. And I know I'm guilty of it as well. So that's why I've learned over the last 6 months that I'm more of a listener than the talker.
Right. Okay. Well, that is so interesting. All right. Let me just wrap it up now, because we're completely out of time. And let me just go to each one of you all. Rose, let's go to you first and ask this question. You know, just give us 10 seconds or less and tell me why you're giving the answer that you're giving. Do you really have the answer for someone else's life? Yes or no, and why?
I would say no. I barely have the answer to my own life. So, you know, the Bible tells you to take out what's in your eye before, so you can see clear enough to see what's in the other person's eye. So, I need to look at me first before I give, you know, without giving advice to someone else.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Similar line to what Stephanie said. Stephanie, let's go to you. Do you really have the answer for someone else's life? Yes.
Absolutely.
Or no, and why?
Absolutely not, Dr. Walker. I don't, because I simply cannot look at someone else's life and determine theirs, and I really can't, and especially when I really can't, don't have it all together myself.
Okay, absolutely, as well. Let's go to Shirley. Shirley, do you really have the answer for someone else's life, and if so, why or why not?
No, I don't have the answer for anyone else's life. I'm like the rest of the ladies. I have to make sure my life is on track.
Okay. And just before we go to Lady Lisa to close us out, the question comes to me. Do you really have the answer for someone else's life? I'm joining in with what Stephanie said, with what Rose has said, and the rest of you all. You know, I'm trying to make it through, and I can assure you that I still need some work to get done in my own life. So I don't have the answers for everybody else's life either. And I think the answers, like you all have clearly said tonight, are usually within us. And Stephanie, also what you said, you're now taking that back seat. I'm taking that back seat, and I heard what others have said as well, Rose included. And it becomes now down to you and God, hearing from him. Lady Lisa's bringing us home, you know, with that. Do you really have the answer for someone else's life?
No, I don't, because you never know. You can't say what you want to do.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for being with us this evening. Join us Friday for your half-hour inspirational programming. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until Friday or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. It's a wrap. Good night, everybody.
Good night.